security of its citizens wherever and whenever necessary, including in Rafah, end quote. The Palestinian Authority and Hamas both welcomed the ruling, which is part of an ongoing genocide case brought by South Africa. Let's take now live to Jerusalem with CNN's Jeremy Diamond. Jeremy, how might this ruling potentially impact the operation that's underway in Rafah?
Well, Boris, the International Court of Justice's ruling is legally binding. There has no way to actually enforce that this ruling is really governmental. It appears to be casting it aside, showing no signs that this ruling will impact its military operations going forward in Rafah, as we have watched. This Israeli military offensive there stretching now for nearly 3 weeks. The Israeli National Security Council and Foreign Ministry in a statement saying that Israel, quote, has not carried out and will not carry out military activity in the Rafah area that creates living conditions that could lead to the destruction of the Palestinian civilian population. That, of course, referring to the fact that this ruling is in response to South Africa's accusation that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza, something that Israel, of course, has strongly rejected. Now, this isn't just a symbolic measure, although it is one that certainly shows that Israel is increasingly isolated, increasingly condemned on the world stage for its action in Gaza. But it could also result in some countries who are party to the International Court of Justice imposing sanctions on Israel. That is something that we will have to watch for in the days and weeks ahead.
And Jeremy, we've heard now from the IDF that it's recovered the bodies of 3 more hostages in Gaza. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, twice in 2 weeks now, the families of Israeli hostages have gotten this devastating news that their family members, who they believe were perhaps alive, are held hostage.
So sober.
Cover the body of 3 hostages in the Jabalia refugee camp, where we've seen the Israeli military conducting military operations there over the course of the last couple of weeks. Two of the individuals were attending the Nova Music Festival. One was on his way to recover his granddaughter on the morning of October 7th. Orion Hernandez Radu, a 30-year-old French-Mexican who was attending the Nova Festival, he was one of the 3 recovered. Michelle Niesenbaum, 59-year-old grandfather who was trying to rescue his granddaughter. And then Hanan Yablanka, a 42-year-old father of 2 from Tel Aviv, who made a last-minute decision, I'm told, to attend that Nova Music Festival. I spoke today with his brother-in-law, who told me that for nearly 8 months now, his family has hoped and prayed and done everything they could to try and get more information about his whereabouts, about his well-being, hoping that he had been alive this whole time, only to learn this morning from the Israeli military that he had, in fact, been killed on October 7th and his body now returned to Israel. Brianna, of course.
Tragic news there. Jeremy Dunham, thank you so much. We want to get some perspective on this ICJ ruling. We're joined now by Mark Esper. He served as the Defense Secretary under President Trump, and he's a CNN Global Affairs analyst. Secretary, thank you so much for being with us. In your eyes, what is the weight of this ICJ ruling? Because Israel's National Security Council essentially says that it's invalid. What do you think?
Well, it does put more pressure on Israel to roll back its operations, but as they said, and I believe they're going to ignore this ruling, it's no surprise that the ICJ did this. There has been an anti-Israel bias for several years now. So I think Israel will move back its operation.
Thank you.
struck the COVID? You said that y'all had done testing on it, but you did. So would you mind doing it?
I'm
and the lady one.
Yeah.
She said. Huh?
Oh no, but look at her.
The X-ray, I'm talking about the test there.
Oh, okay. I
They just give me ibuprofen.
Okay,
that's for you. But after they want that, I have an allergy, so I took Benadryl.
What
Benadryl? Benadryl. I thought it was under allergy, but Benadryl.
Yeah, Benadryl. That's what
I
said. Right. You took some of that.
Does
that didn't help?
No. I took it. I took it this morning.
No. Sometimes it makes you sleepy.
Since
you're feeling so bad, you know, hurting your bones or not, there's a shot that we can give you. It's like Advil and a shot. But it won't hurt. You know, she gave you some. I could poke along, go out with you, just wait and see how much that helps you. How many did she give you? Two?
Yeah.
All right. Well, just wait. Oh. I can give you two Tylenols, too. And
okay.
Maybe that'll help you feel better.
Okay.
So she has fever, let's kind of go ahead and give her what she has, what she said.
She did have fever. I gave her.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and give her two towels. This as well. Been since you've had it?
I'd probably say a year.
Okay. And what kind of symptoms do you have when you don't have it?
No. Okay. I'm not in. That's
sorry, your libido? No libido.
Yeah, no libido. When I'm off it, I can see getting weight.
How long did you take it before?
I think a year.
Okay.
Did you have problems with your libido before you started taking
it? Yes. Yes.
Can you get erections? Sometimes you can get erections, you just don't have a sexual desire.
I have no sexual desire, and not my erections don't last very, very long. They're very short-lived.
Okay. You're married, or you have a
nope.
girlfriend or something?
Nope. We're dating.
Dating, well, yeah. Okay.
I'm divorced. 4 years.
Right. All right. Well, remember the dose you're at.
Yeah, so what else? There's 200. If you come in bottle with a 200, and I'd have to just tap it. Because the Walgreens here doesn't have the 100s.
You said the 200? But it's a single dose or multiple doses?
There's two doses per vial.
Two doses?
Yeah.
So you would take a half a dose in the last year for 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
He gave you to take a half the
yep.
cc every week, right?
Correct. That's what I was.
But they had the vial, so they just gave you two ampules? The ampules? Or?
So I don't know what that means.
But so it's like a little, did you break it open and you draw it out of it?
Yeah, they used to like have both the one, yeah, it used to be like one dose in there, but because they came with two, you know, the 200, that's why he says half that, right? So you right. you take half that dose.
Sure. Good. Yes, sir, I understand. This is your prioritization, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right. So they approved it. That's not the problem. That was back when I was sometime
ago. Yeah, they still approved it.
Okay, well, we just write it like we do, okay?
Yes, sir.
I wrote it like for some time ago, but a bunch of stuff here. Let's see. It's doing whatever they can, the cheapest they can get. That's what they did. Okay, that's a B12 level. And your testosterone level, this must have, I guess, was on your wellness shots. Now, this was nearly, well, a year and a half, in December 22, so more than a year and a half ago.
I've just had my blood drawn. I actually have it printed out in my vehicle right now for the last time at the VA. They withdraw my blood. Now, I don't know if they test for
the testosterone.
Testosterone in there. So
they wouldn't have probably unless you asked for it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. But you've been taking that same dose, and it could start you back on the same dose, but we may need to draw some blood. Right? Yeah. Why don't you go to work?
Okay.
Pain in your leg or just your leg?
Oh yeah. I have no feeling in my leg. I have no feeling in my right and left leg. So right now I have like burning sensation going from my hip all the way down on my knee. I'm going to the chiropractor today. See my LED
on the left side. You've been to the chiropractor before today?
Yes, sir.
So he manipulates you and sometimes it helps?
Yes. and then I have a sharp pain in my hip, so hopefully I can open my hips up and get me readjusted.
Okay, okay. Well, they did most everything. They, I just don't see the testosterone here.
Yeah.
So, you don't think they did, right?
I don't think they did the testosterone.
And this was done just recently, right?
Correct.
Well, okay. Maybe you had insurance when you come here?
Yes.
Right. Well, it's no reason to do all your stuff again. You know, we have it here. We can make a copy of all this and give it to you, but we should do a testosterone.
Okay.
So we're going to draw blood for that.
Okay.
You're not a difficult stick or anything?
No.
You take
they might have to get out of my hand, but yeah, that's fine.
You know, it's kind of difficult, right?
Yeah, well, I have thick skin, so it's hard, unless they got someone that's like an ace at getting the vein, finding the vein. My thick skin, even when I didn't have tattoos, they had a hard time finding a vein.
Okay. Well, our ace is not here today, but we may have you come back tomorrow or something like that.
Okay.
I get the blood work. But I can go ahead and start you back on the testosterone. Are you taking other medications for your back?
Yes, I'm taking Tramadol. And
okay, that's what they give you at the PA, right?
Correct.
And you have a herniated disc.
Yes.
So Tramadol and
Deluxe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would Tramadol 50 milligrams? Or?
I believe. So either that or 25. I take two in the morning and two in the evening. So.
And then Tramadol?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's what they're doing. It's probably 50. They're giving you like 100 twice a day. That's okay.
Yeah.
And. So I'm going to write you a prescription for your testosterone. We're going to order your blood test. Let him take a look at it and see what we can do. We got the ace to come here today, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And then we'll don't do it.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Hanks.
Three bananas, please. Okay, do you want any bites? No. So three bananas, and one of those?
One.